conservation groups and fishermen rarely say nice things about each other, but the compliments were flying this morning at an award ceremony in Washington, D.C. The nonprofit World Wildlife Fund handed out prizes to inventors who've come up with smart and potentially cheap ways of keeping dolphins, whales, and other species out of fishermen's nets. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
2 years ago, the World Wildlife Fund launched what some staffers jokingly refer to as the Oscars of the fishing world, promising cash prizes to people who figure out ways to keep rare species out of fishing nets. Entries poured in from all over the world. Karen Barragona of the World Wildlife Fund says her office quickly became cluttered with everything from rotating metal drums designed to drive rare fish away from European nets to big wooden donuts meant to keep sea cows away from Asian fishing gear. Creativity is what you get when you offer incentives, says Barragona.
A room full of interesting gadgets and gizmos and piles of cartoons and all sorts of things that people use to convince us that their ideas would work and would allow fishermen to keep fishing profitably.
Barragona was part of a panel of scientists, fishermen, and activists who weighed the merits of 50 different entries in the so-called Smart Gear competition. Today, Carter Roberts, WWF's president-elect, announced the winners.
And the first winner I'd like to announce is the grand prize winner, Steve Beverly, all the way from New Caledonia, all the way across the world.
Beverly is a former fisherman who now works for the Canadian Department of Fisheries. He won the $25,000 grand prize by figuring out a cheap way to keep longline fishermen from hooking and drowning sea turtles. Prototypes of his wading system have now been successfully tested near Hawaii, where Beverly remembers the reaction he got when he first thought it up.
I wrote it down on a piece of paper at a meeting of fisheries scientists, and I showed it to somebody who was very knowledgeable, and he said, "Hey, Steve, I don't think that'll work."
After Beverly left the podium, the other winners were announced. They got checks for $5,000. A group from Massachusetts won for building fishing lines that looked perfectly normal in the brightly lit room where the press conference was taking place, but very different in a nearby closet when Karen Barragona turned the lights out.
Okay, the door's closing.
Oh, it's glowing in the dark.
And here we are in the dark, and the rope is glowing like an ember.
Right, so I'm a whale. I can see that and think to myself, I don't know what that is, but I'm staying away from it, basically.
Or you might, it's also possible, you're a whale, you see the rope, and you think, huh, I've never seen that before. Let me go check it out. We don't know yet if it works, but it's an idea that's never been seen before, and it's certainly worth further testing.
That caveat applies to all of the inventions praised at the Smart Gear Awards. None are being used on a wide scale yet, and all could end up proving useless. But Barragona says it's also possible that one of these inventions could end up saving a critically endangered species, such as an albatross. There were some differences between today's awards ceremony and the one they hold in Hollywood every year. One was the length of the acceptance speeches. For example, when Indian scientist Boo Pindranath won his award for a special shrimp net, he simply rose from his chair and turned in a circle, bowing. Spokesmen for the World Wildlife Fund hope this won't be the last of the fishing Oscars ceremonies. They hope to start a new competition next year. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.